Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jumping right back into it here on a Friday on 96.5 The Fan. A little soggy this morning.
It'll dissipate.
We'll have a nice little humid Friday afternoon.
Oh, it's already started, man.
Oh, yeah, it's thick out there, isn't it?
Put my hand out the window this morning, came back in, it was soaked. I'm like, what is going on here? And then you drive past the station to get here, and the KMBZ studio, for whatever reason, had the light on. You could see all that condensation on the window and whatnot. So, yeah, it's supposed to be, I don't know if it's going to rain or not, depending on what weather app you use and look at. Some say it is, some say it isn't. So we'll just have to sit here and see, but hopefully the entire weekend is not washed out, and we all have a good weekend because there's a lot going on this weekend.
Yeah. I see the rest of the day, the high of 80, mostly cloudy, partly sunny. Saturday, 86, mostly sunny.
Yeah.
Sunday, 30% chance, so whatever that means, and 85. Monday, 87, clear. Tuesday, 87, clear. So, yeah, should be all right. Just going to be a little sticky.
Mm-hmm.
A little sticky last night. We'll dive into the Royals at 7 o'clock, but they lose. They go below 500. I would say, what, bottom of the barrel? Royals fans are probably feeling about what Chiefs fans felt like when they lost to the Raiders on Christmas Day a couple years ago. And a sweep to the Yankees. And now the A's are in town. We mentioned the A's yesterday as a team that they'll let you have it. You just got to go get it.
You got to go get it, man. Yeah, this is the elixir this weekend. Mm-hmm. Sacramento's rolling into town, man.
Sacrificial Sacramento?
Let's go. You can't beat Sacramento. You might as well just start trading pieces off. So this is the time to do all of that and get healthy against the Sacramento A's.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens with that series. Obviously, last night, disappointing. We played the audio for you before we went to break with the zany play. That looked like a play of a team that just absolutely lost. If I'm being honest, that looked like a play. That's one stepping stone, and we'll get into plenty more in the 7 o'clock hour. But that play last night looked like a team that was lost. That looks like a team that's they should believe in themselves, but the confidence level is very low. And I don't know if it's just because it's the Yankees and you're 0 of your last 8 against them and they just scare the absolute piss out of you. Or because the way it makes me feel right now is I played on a bunch of good Little League baseball teams, but every once in a while we went to those, you know, podunk towns and their pitcher was out there warming up 89 miles an hour, 12 years old. Like, oh my God, woo. I am not hitting this.
No, you're done. You're done.
And at that moment, the team is done.
Done.
I mean, there's just no chance.
Done.
Oh my God, Scotty got a foul tip. Like, that's the greatest. But I mean, you're hearing that glove pop, you're seeing that kid throw it, you're like, I don't have muscles like that, let alone, like, I don't have a jawline like that. You're checked out. Aaron Judge hit that home run that night one, gone.
Gone. And you know what I mean? There's a couple of interesting things, though, from that series. You know that was only the third time in Royals history that they went winless in a season against the Yankees? That sounds bizarre to me, because the Royals have some bad teams over the years. 2001 and 98 are the only other times in a season where the Royals went winless against the Yankees, which I thought was, wow, that's
fascinating.
That is a fascinating stat, I thought, because we had 04, 05, 06, 07, 08, 09, 10, 11, 12, like 2, 1, 0, like a lot of really bad things. 17, 18, 19, 20,
this?
21, 22, 23.
And the Yankees were good pretty much all those years. Like,
the Yankees were really good, right? So the Royals, that's only the third time in a season that the Royals have gone winless against the New York Yankees. But, you know, Yogi always said 90% of the game is half mental. And George always talks about that as well. If you feel like you're beat going into the game, you're already beat. And that's kind of where the Royals look right now. They look like they're a team. And no matter what sport you're in, if you don't believe that you're going to win that day or you're going to come up with a big moment or a hit that day or a key play that day, you're already cooked yourself. And so I think that's where they are mentally. You know, they mentally they are not in a spot where they believe that they're going to get the job done when it matters most. Because, well, they haven't, you know, and so how do you have that belief that you are going to get it done? And then it just compounds itself. So they got to figure a way out of it. Sacramento may help.
It's a trickle down effect, man. It starts, you know, eating you away from the inside out. So something's got to change. We'll get into that at 7 o'clock, but it is one of the best weekends of the season. Shout out to all the dads out there. Bob, shout out to you. Mac, future Max. I don't know. Little Max.
Will you be known as Big Mac when you have a son and call him Little Mac?
Don't.
Please, you got to do
no,
it.
No, please don't.
Yeah, you have to do that. This is Little Mac. Get t-shirts, one that says Big Mac, one that says Little Mac.
Hey, Dad.
And you've never, and you've never even had a Big Mac, right?
Snack wrap, Big Mac. Whatever, rap.
OKC and six.
You've never had a Big Mac,
no,
right?
Of course.
I was gonna say, yeah.
You have had a Big Mac.
No, it was gold. Never had a Big
Alex
Mac.
Alex and then Spectre's never had a Big Mac.
Really?
My wife claims she's never had a Big Mac. I don't buy that.
Come on.
I mean, the Big Mac is a legendary sandwich.
Smash. So good.
If I ran a marathon, I'd have 4 Big Macs after I was done.
Seriously.
Just stack them all together.
But
just don't look at me.
That. Okay, but think about that. You run a marathon, you burn off all those calories. 4 Big Macs probably puts it all right back up.
Oh yeah.
You know? Because like every mile, it's like 100 calories, right? So you run a marathon, 2,600 calories roughly, right? Ooh. And then you have how many calories in a Big Mac? You have 4 of those. You've exceeded the calories that you just burned running 26 miles.
If you don't just puke it all up. No, this is a good weekend because you have, for me at least, it's kind of like what feels like the second you're kind of getting into the gist of things of summer. Mm-hmm. It is Father's Day weekend for those that have one. And for those that don't, just always remember, like, you know, call your dads. Say hi to them. Say what's up. If you don't have one, you know, call somebody's dad.
I'm glad I don't have to call my dad on Father's Day this year.
You'll have him here.
Yeah, they came in town last night. This is the first time in, like, I don't know, a decade that we spent Father's Day together.
That's
and I'm
awesome.
Really excited about that. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That is cool.
Hopefully Josh Allen calls Mahomes.
Yeah, exactly.
But
Pedro Martinez calls the Yankees. Maybe the Royals should call the Yankees, too.
Bears got to call Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Exactly,
yes.
You know?
Yep, they do.
Royals definitely need to call the Yankees tomorrow, like Bob had said. But no, I kid. But no, it's the U.S. Open this weekend, right? This is when it gets tough. Yesterday was the first round. It was interesting. Obviously, it's golf. It doesn't move the needle for a lot of people. There was an albatross yesterday. Mac, do you want to guess what an albatross is? It is a bird.
Oh, damn.
Oversized bird.
Oh, you should have let me guess. It was going to be way off.
No, I'm saying what it means in golf.
Like an outlier, right?
Oh,
like somebody
actually
did good when everybody else stunk. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, an albatross. So, like, there's in golf, there's a birdie, there's an eagle, there's an albatross, right?
Oh.
So, birdie is one, minus one.
Yeah.
Eagle is minus two. An albatross is 3. So, on a par 5, a guy hit it in on his second shot. Only 3 times in U.S. Open history has that happened.
Wow.
Unfortunately, yesterday happened to Patrick Reed.
How much more
like
difficult is the U.S. Open going to make the course now because that guy did that, right? All of a sudden, we're going to have
they're
just
gonna shrink
people
the holes
out there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Make the holes smaller so you can't do something
like that. No,
because
that is what's interesting. That's funny that Bob says that because he's not far off from the attitude.
No,
because
that's what they do.
The U.S. Open prides itself to make golfers frustrated. Like, we saw Scottie Scheffler slam his club into the ground yesterday.
Man.
When have you ever seen Scottie Scheffler show emotion? If it wasn't for, like, a Ryder Cup or, like, for a Presidential Cup or he's won another championship or whatever it was. Yesterday, club into the ground, right? I didn't think he'd be the one that would do that because he's always cool hand Luke. I thought you'd see Spieth throw a club, Justin Thomas snap one over his knee.
Tiger.
You know, he would get it every once in a while. You know, he would just yell at himself. But, yeah, unfortunately, we'll never see that again. But no, the course is only going to get tougher because I think they're expecting rain. But Brooks Koepka makes his way up there. He had a moment yesterday with his caddy in the sand bunker. He talked about it, about how it was just kind of one of those check you moments where, like, we talked yesterday with the Royals. Who's going to be that guy that's going to, like, get in there and be like, F this? Brooks Koepka's caddy yesterday.
Really?
Said something to him, got to him, did something. Top five right now in the US Open.
Wow.
And he had audio at the end of the tournament. He goes, you can ask JT, there was something going on. He goes, he even saw it. I was like, you all right, man? His caddy's just like, checking him, man. It's majors Brooks. This is when tournaments matter for Brooks Koepka. He steps up in majors. Got checked by his own caddy in the bunker yesterday. Went out there and started lacing the golf ball. Sometimes that works.
So got checked like...
Like his caddy's like, hey, suck it up, Buttercup.
Yeah, like, yeah. Come on.
Quit being a bee.
Quit crying. And like, yeah. But that's the mindset, though, right. In sports. Everybody who's golfing in that thing, baseball players, football players, you've got to have that right mindset. And I guarantee you, everybody went into that U.S. Open going, oh, this course is going to be tough. It's going to be hard.
It's hard.
And then the first shot was hard, and then everybody's just, you know, complains from there. And that's the mindset thing. You've got to change your thinking. And when my therapist was still around and I was going to therapy, one of the great things he always told me, he goes, when you start to have those anxietal feelings and those negative feelings, change your thought process. Start thinking about something positive. Think about something that makes you smile. So I always pictured, I remember picking up my daughter at preschool and she would run into my arms. And so I always switch my line of thinking to that. And it's easier said than done because it's not easy to switch that line of thinking. But that's what athletes need to do. You need to change that mind of thinking. And if this caddy did that to Brooks Koepka, he deserves more of the pot than Brooks Koepka does, because that'll be the reason why Brooks ends up winning. This guy said the right thing to him, changed his whole line of thinking, and here we sit. And so it'll be fun to watch. I like the carnage in the U.S. Open. I think everybody kind of does, because whoever plays, you don't. It makes them look a little bit human, and they don't like it, obviously. But you know going in what it's going to be, and so you've got to prepare yourself mentally, and you can't let the course get to you mentally, and you can't let sports get to you mentally. But again, easier said than done.
Right. So your leaderboard, Spahn at minus four. He'll tee off at 11:52. Lawrence, he's the South African. Thriston, what a great name that is. Thriston. Great name. Sung J.M. minus two. Brooks Koepka tied for third, minus two. Kim, minus two. John Rahm, former U.S. Open winner, minus one. And then my guy that we're pulling for, Colin Morikawa, even tees off in about 10 minutes. So we'll be locked in on that. But Stephen A. Smith had something to say that kind of is the problem with the NBA, according to Mac Morey.
And oh, by the way, just in case he was talking about me, my brother, I'm not going away.
No, you're not.
I'm going to be here for a while. You said, read the news? I'm going to be here for a while. So next year and the year after that and the year after that and the year after that, I'm going to be here. And players far more accomplished and far more superior have made their efforts trying to call me out. How has that worked out?
Dr. Mackenstein, you want to digest this a little bit?
I just think it's...
Because he was talking about Tyrese Halliburton.
Who's he talking about? Tyrese Halliburton. Yeah. Give me 1 second.
Who he talking about?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Who he... Because I didn't know who he was talking about.
Yeah, Tyrese Halliburton's who he's talking
That's
about.
That's on Tyrese Halliburton, and this is what Tyrese had to say after the game, because this all started because Stephen A. Smith said Tyrese Halliburton isn't a superstar, all these things, in the midst of an NBA Finals. We just watched Tyrese Halliburton had another game winner, and Stephen A. Smith gets to go on TV and basically... crap talk the guy we're all kind of
was
trying to
anoint. Was that the post-game show right there, or was that Stephen
A's?
That is first take, because it sounded like his post-game show, you know, demeanor.
Very calm and subdued. But this is Tyrese after the game two that they won.
I think the commentary is always going to be what it is. You know, most of the time, the talking heads on the major platforms, I couldn't care less, honestly. Like, what do they really know about basketball? But I think as a group, you know, and watching film myself, seeing where I can get better is...
So he goes on and talks what about do they, film.
I hate athletes who say that. You got a better skill set than I do. Doesn't mean you know more about the game.
So, fair. And I agree with some of that. I think that's fair. And this is Stephen A's job. But also, Stephen A. Smith, you're down-talking star players. Not superstar players in your mind, that's fine. But this is part of the problem with the NBA. So much of the media... crap talks these players and talks about the past. He's not Bob Cousy. He's not Stockton. He's not this. Okay, but he is the best point guard in the league right now, and he is the best passer that, you know, a 14-year-old's ever seen, and he's growing up thinking this guy is the bee's knees, and then you're crap talking, he's going, well, I guess this isn't really that fun anymore.
Yeah.
Shaq going, literally trash talking every good player that ever plays, every center that plays right now besides Jokic, he trash talks like, okay, these players are really good, though. Like, it'd be good to uplift these players. Imagine Michael Strahan getting on, you know, morning Sunday football or whatever and just calling out Joe Burrow or something. It just wouldn't happen. The NFL wouldn't let it happen. The NBA needs to not let this happen.
Well, I think that's part of the job, but I think the NBA, and I've just kind of come around to this, like, just now, the NBA spends way too much time trying to figure out who's going to be the next face, yes. man. Like, I'm so over it. It's such a tired narrative. Yes. It really is. Like, that's all they talk about in the NBA, and that means they have a bigger problem than that, right? They're trying to grab viewers. Mm-hmm. The ratings suck. Not a lot of people are interested. Travis and Taylor at hockey versus the NBA. Like, seriously, though, like the NBA's always been the star studded games, right? Hockey's really never been that. Taylor and Travis show up to a hockey game and the commissioner's the biggest star showing up to the NBA games right now. Like, that's got to hurt the NBA a little bit. But they spend so much wasted time talking about who the face of the league is. Like, who the hell cares? It's like these producers at ESPN don't have any other brain cells other than, well, who's going to be the next face of the NBA? Who should be the face of the NBA? Wednesday, mm-hmm. who could be the face of the yep. NBA? Like, it's the same thing over and over again. And when you're trying to do that, you're missing out on a lot of other things that are going on in the NBA or the NFL or whatever league you're trying to find the face of. But it sure seems like the NBA just spends wasted time talking about who the face of the league is. I don't know that I hear that in the NFL. Maybe there is, but I'm not looking for it. I don't hear that in Major League Baseball.
No.
You know, they're not looking for the next face of the league. Let's just talk about what's going on right now. But it always reverts back. Every conversation that seemingly happens about the NBA on a national level reverts back to who the face is and are these guys good enough to beat Michael Jordan 27 yep. years ago.
Yep. Sounds a lot like the MLB as well.
You think?
Yeah. Well, back in my day, I'd hit 340.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, it's not your day. Like, there's new stats that declare that baseball is tougher today than it was yet, like in 1980. And who's going to be the face of baseball? I don't know. Why don't you worry about baseball before you worry about a face? You have to have a platform before you can stand
yeah.
on it, right?
And like, the NBA should take that same damn advice. Like, worry about your
exactly.
league first.
Like, get your league popular before you get somebody popular in it.
Right. Yes.
You can't be a standalone in something that doesn't exist.
Like, the NBA is looking for their Caitlin Clark, and I'm not joking when I say that. They need Caitlin Clark in the NBA, whoever that person is going to be. TV ratings are down 50% in the WNBA now that she's not playing and she's been injured. So she's clearly the face of that league. People tune in for her. I don't know that the NBA has that one player, and I don't even know that the NFL truly has that one player that people are tuning in for. You're tuning in for the Chiefs or you're tuning in for the Cowboys. It's always been about the teams in the NFL, America's team. It ain't America's yeah. face.
I think Mahomes is that guy, though, because I think anybody outside of Kansas City that's not a Chiefs hater is going to be like, what's this guy going to do?
Yeah.
Even the Chiefs haters.
But even the Chiefs haters want to tune in. But you're also tuning in to watch the Chiefs, right? You're tuning in to Kelce and all this other stuff, right? Like, the NBA, is what a waste of a league. It really is. Like, the stuff that they do, they need a hard reset mm-hmm. and try to figure out the proper way to go about it. And maybe you take the baseball approach. Change a couple of rules. Speed the game up a little bit. You know, focus on your local markets and not having this national face for the game. Like, and it's also too, like, the NBA media is trying to push the NBA to be bigger and better and to be the best sport in America. And quite frankly, when you look at the numbers, it's the third most popular sport in America right now, behind obviously the NFL and Major League Baseball. There's not a big gap between baseball and football, but still more people watch baseball in this country than they do watch the mm-hmm. NBA. Mm-hmm. And when you have these games, the finals and all this kind of stuff going on, and you got people screaming at each other on a set of who the face is and Stephen A. whispering and trying to get revenge on a player, that, I mean, it's drama, it's fun, we're talking about it, but that doesn't move the league forward.
Well, I do believe this tweet or this text to be accurate, where it says Steven's problem is that he thinks he's above the game.
Yes.
Yes, it's 100%, it's 100%
he's
right.
He's threatening this player. Yeah.
Like, that's the thing that's annoying. Is
but
that,
they let
like,
him think that.
Yes.
And that's the problem, because you have Baltimore, you know, that just lets these guys go around and do whatever they want to do. As long as he has, you know, his job and it's secure and all that, it's essentially you've let the bullies run the school.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happened. You're having Shaq come out here and say these things. You're having Stephen A. be this guy. You have Kendrick Perkins, who was a mid-NBA player his entire career.
At best.
And he's out here thinking that he's a five-time champion that has all these records and stats. And that's the problem with the NBA, is that you have all of these bullies running the school, to where all these other guys that are just trying to go throughout their day and play in the league can't, because these guys, all of a sudden, some guy starts to sprout up and they shove him back into the locker and they just go, this is my hallway. Mm-hmm. This is my school. It's like, no, this hasn't been your school, Shaq. And you don't need to wear your Letterman's jacket to the local bar and scream class of 99 every time you walk in. We know who you are. Your time is up. You are a commentator now. You are a DJ. Questionable. Because I don't know at what point, at what age you can be to where that kind of stuff is still okay.
How old is Shaq? He's in his 50s.
Gotta be 50s, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's EDMing. He's caking people.
DJ Diesel.
I guess, I don't know. Does that music have an age limit? I'm getting off on a tangent here. But like, to me, it's just that you got to let your sport grow. And when you start to see your sport grow, you can't just go smother the flower. And that's what they're doing.
That seems like what they're doing. Every time it's like they do that. But I will take a little umbrage with that text, because you go down to the plaza today or wherever you want to go and just start asking people, who have you heard of, Stephen A. Smith or Tyrese Haliburton? And I guarantee you, Stephen A. Smith, probably 3-1 over Haliburton. Right?
You know who knows that? Stephen A. Smith.
Right, and exactly. And he knows that. And look at his contract and look at his check. How many NBA players are making more money than Stephen A. Smith right now? Not many. I think he signed a $400 million contract, if I'm not mistaken. $400 million contract was the word on the street about Stephen A. Smith, I think. Find me an NBA player other than like LeBron James, that's making that kind of change. And so Stephen A. Smith is doing and saying what he's saying because he can. Ugh. He's more popular than just about any other NBA player other than LeBron James, probably. Right? If you ask the casual sports fan, who do you know, and you rank these NBA players and put Stephen A. Smith's name in there, I bet he's probably 2 or 3 behind LeBron James and maybe Steph Curry or something like that. But he probably is, I would say, a top 10 figure in the NBA. That's including players, coaches, general managers, and all that. Everybody knows who Stephen A. Smith is. He has that platform. They pay him that way. And so while the text is correct, he acts like he's bigger than the game. He kind of is.
He just got LeBron courtside.
Yeah, yes. I mean, he kind of is. Yes. He's kind of bigger than the game because everybody knows who he is.
Which could be a good thing. Use it for it. Lift this game up.
But they're not doing that. They're just fighting with each other. It's like children.
On a lighter side.
I know he's proud. I miss him. I would tell him that I used all the life lessons that he taught me, not just about football, but about life and being a good man and a good husband and a good father. And I think I'm doing okay for myself. But I know he's proud. I miss him like crazy. I actually lean on some of his friends now, you know, guys like Bill Cowher, you know, that he, you know, coached with. But Father's Day will be a special day. I'm obviously a father of two amazing kids, and I'll talk to my mom, and I know he's looking down on me, but I appreciate you making me get teared up, you know, up here the last day of minicamp.
So that's Brian Schottenheimer talking about his dad, Marty Schottenheimer, there as they ask him about Father's Day and being a head coach for the first time in his life. I mean, that's right there, man.
That's what it's about, right? And he talks about his dad. And what's the best advice your father has ever given you?
Never volunteer first. No, I kid. I'm joking. He's like, never be the first one to raise your hand. I don't know. I would say to be true to myself, which I think that's probably like, vague, ho-hum. But no, it means a lot, because if you are true to yourself and you trust in yourself and you think that you can do something, then damn it, go achieve it. I remember when I wanted to get my permit so bad, I never read more in my life about anything other than what I was going to get tested on. And I went in there and got my permit right away. My dad pulled me to the side. He's like, you know, when you put your mind to something and you want to go do something, you trust you can do it, you can always do it. He goes, because you just got that in 3 weeks. That was with your cell phone. And that was the real reason why.
That's why you wanted to study, What about you, Mac?
There's a lot, I would say, just instilling confidence. But overall, as a lesson, I would, like, really simple and early on, but, like, looking people in the eye. Literally eye contact, handshakes, confidence, going up, introducing yourself.
That goes for Sydney Sweeney, too, when you meet
Absolutely.
Her for the first time.
Yeah, you know
it. That is good advice. Looking people in the eye and actually talking to somebody and not being on your phone the entire time.
Yep.
That's good advice. I always look back at my dad, and I use it every day. Enjoy the moment. Like, I'll never forget the best advice. I'm 86, Giants win the Super Bowl. Mm. My dad says, enjoy this. It's not going to happen again. Yes, it will. No, it really doesn't. It really doesn't. And that's been the message that I've tried to produce here for the last 10 years with the Royals and Chiefs doing what they're doing. Instead of worrying about the stuff that really doesn't matter, focus on what's good. Focus on what's fun. Enjoy the moment. Live in the moment because, yeah, the Royals may be a game under 500, but it's better than being 20 games under 500 like we're used to. Yeah, the Chiefs lost in the Super Bowl. It's better than not being in the Super Bowl. Like, focus on what matters. Don't focus on the mundane, the minutia, the little stuff, the asinine stuff in sports. Just focus on the winning. Focus on the games. Focus on the enjoyment and really enjoy those moments because before you know it, it's all going to be gone. It is. Patrick Mahomes is going to be done sooner rather than later now. We're at that point of his career where he's got more of the past behind him than the future ahead of him, most likely. And so you've got to appreciate that kind of stuff. And I'm so glad he told me that because as a kid, 40 years ago now, I mean, 86, I'm still carrying that advice with me today is to enjoy this because it doesn't happen often. And that's why I just can't get upset when things aren't going the way like...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm not going to scream about Lewisburg anymore. Like, that doesn't do anything, right? It doesn't matter. You've got to enjoy the good because the good doesn't happen a lot in sports. And when it does, man, it happens so fast and it's over before you know it because this Chiefs thing is going to be over and people are going to go, man, that happened fast. I didn't enjoy it enough. Enjoy the damn ride.
My dad would also say just treat others the way you want to be treated. That's another,
for sure.
Another
yep.
big one.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know what I mean?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.